Welcome to Homeschool Companion, your source for information, motivation, and inspiration. If you're part of the homeschool community or simply interested in learning more about home-based education, stay tuned. Together, we'll examine the latest resources, learning styles, and teaching techniques. We'll speak with experts in the field to help you uncover every homeschool advantage. We'll also present suggestions on how to keep Christ in the curriculum as we explore fresh ways to teach and learn. Here's your Homeschool Companion host, author, educator, and children's ministry specialist, Dr. Rose Gamblin.
Welcome to our show. I'm so glad you're spending this time with us. We live in turbulent times, and I know that the world is coming close to the end. I'm looking so forward to Jesus coming, and I'm so glad he's given us his word, and he's given us one another to shore ourselves up and encourage each other. I'm hoping that this devotion today, taken from Sweet Tea for the Soul, it's called Bickering with Beaks. The verse is Psalms 138:6. For though the Lord is high, he regards the lowly, but the haughty he knows from afar. Now, when it comes to chickens, birds of a feather do flock together. The status of each bird is established early in life, with the stronger chicks pecking at the weaker ones to mark their rank in the barnyard. High-ranking chickens get to eat and drink first and choose the best roosting spots. Chickens that look similar and are alike in breed, size, and health stick with one another. Birds that fall outside this category seem to be fair game for the rest of the flock to kill or even cannibalize. People, like chickens, try to establish a pecking order based on social status, finances, race, ancestry, or religion, and we often pick and peck at one another until we bloody and destroy others instead of accepting them and helping them out. But that kind of pecking order is the way of the world, not the supernatural, merciful order of God. God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble. James 4:6. And our faith check is, instead of destroying those who are weakest in the population, God calls us to do the opposite, to care for the widows and orphans and the poor, and most of all, those who need him. And whatever pecking order you find yourself in this world, you need him too. Now, this quote that I read at the end of each devotion is supposed to kind of be tongue-in-cheek, so take it for what it is. And so our quote today is, wicked chickens lay deviled eggs. Okay. Well, we're going to go now into prayer, and I have so many prayer requests. I won't say them here, but I will try to include them in my prayer. So please pray with me. Dear Heavenly Father, we hold up to you the pandemic that seems to be across the world. And Lord, may this serve as a call to you that people will realize the things of earth are growing strangely dim. May we focus on you. I pray for a family whose grandfather is in the hospital. Please send your healing hand upon him. And I pray for those that are experiencing shortages. You have always promised that our bread and water would be sure. So I hold that up to you. I pray for those children that aren't in school now and that may be suffering because of that, either not getting food and maybe getting on their parents' or caregivers' nerves and getting hurt. Pray for them. And I pray for our whole infrastructure, our president and his cabinet as they deal with this. And I pray for those men and women that are serving our country. I thank you so much for the blessings that we have experienced. And Lord, may our hearts be focused on you and may we be true to your principles. We love you so much. All this I pray in thy holy name. Amen. Ta-da! Our Arts and Crafts Corner. So let me just talk about a simple craft you can do with your child's hand. There are so many crafts you can do with children's hands, and they love to have their hands drawn around on paper. So once you start doing this, you'll see them even drawing around their hand on paper. This one is still in the theme of prayer. So five prayers I pray would fit in the palm of the hand. And then each finger plus thumb is something that the child can do to in their prayer time. So first of all, thumb, you're an awesome God. So you can write, you know, awesome God on that paper thumb. And then the next finger, thank you, God. Something you're thankful for. And then the third finger, I'm sorry, God. I'm sorry for something. And then the fourth finger, help me, God. Help me. And then the fifth finger, help others. And I think it's so easy when we do our prayer time to just always be, I hope this, I hope that, I hope this, I hope that. But if we start educating our children on five aspects of prayer, praise, gratefulness, apology, help me, help others, it will really broaden their prayer life. So that is our arts and crafts thought for the day. Curriculum Corner. In a previous show, we talked a little bit about the Forest Classroom. I thought it might be nice if I gave you some resources for it. So in our curriculum section today, I'd like to point you to my Pinterest site, and I have made a board there called Forest Classroom. And I put different states have forest resources for free there. I put a few there. And then I have also put on my homeschool Facebook page pictures from the forest classroom that I'm currently doing. I love outdoor education. So anything that has to do with outdoor education, you can make it into your forest classroom. But the neat thing about a forest classroom is you can actually do, on nice days, you can do all of the things you would normally do inside. You can do it outside. So if you call it a forest classroom, it can actually be a classroom for all of your subjects. It just doesn't have to be at break time or in the afternoon. And you'll find that if in the morning you spent time doing some of your reading, writing, arithmetic, and got those core subjects done, that they might just gravitate to their forest classroom, because after all, this environment and part of what the forest classroom is making it their own, decorating it with their own bushes and wood and everything, making it their own. So when you think about a forest classroom, think about someplace that they can actually call their own. It will make learning so wonderful. And you might get sidetracked, but praise God for that. You're actually in God's first book. Questions homeschooling parents ask. So one of the questions that came through after hearing the first segment that I did about having a forest classroom was, do you need a forest to have a forest classroom? The answer is no. Forest classroom is just a nice word for an outdoor classroom. So you can set up your outdoor classroom in your yard, or maybe you have a park that you like to go to. It's just really nice to say, hey, we're going to go do our schoolwork in the park today. And you need to adapt. I wouldn't take all the workbooks and pencils along. How torturous that would be if the students had to sit there on the picnic tables and do schoolwork the whole time. You could have what I call an inverse day. So you go to the park and it's recess, and then you have 15 minutes of schoolwork. Then it's recess, and then you have lunchtime, and you have another 15 minutes or so of work, and just plan it for the morning. Your students will find bugs and they will find things to climb on, and it's all right if they're on commercial items. That's fine. They're exercising. They're using muscles that they don't normally use. They're breathing fresh air and sunlight. So your forest classroom, this is just kind of a code name for an outdoor classroom. I have another question here on the same subject, and that is, if you're setting up your forced classroom, do you have to follow a specific curriculum? And of course, you know how I feel about curriculum. Curriculum is as individual as you are. So the answer is no, but there's lots of resources out there. They might not be under the words forest classroom, but they're under the word outdoor education or forest conservation. Many states have resources in the form of a PDF that you can print off. So when you go, if you're a technology-free homeschool, go to the library, and the librarian will give you resources and help you with forming how you want your curriculum path to go when it comes to your forest classroom. So our guest for the second half of the show is Russ Jones, and he is the executive producer of this wonderful app called Abide. He has just had such an interesting life. I could probably spend a whole show just talking about all that, but I'll share some more with you when we come back. I'm here with Kayla Jarman, and she is an author and a producer and a director of a daily podcast. And I thought maybe you could just share us a little bit about what offerings you have for the homeschool community.
Well, this is my tribe, you know. This is where I'm from. Homeschooling is near and dear to my heart. I'm an author, and I have books for small children, juvenile books, and I also have books. My first release is about to come out for women, and it's a series. So it's basically a nonfiction. It's my story of how I got saved, and then the whole series on sanctification, what that looks like, good, bad, and ugly. You know, as we wrestle through things, as we're in the church, as we're in families. You know, just what does that look like? So I have all these books that I offer with an apologetical summer discussion book series. So it has an apologetical bent to help parents navigate through difficult subjects with their children, and then some are just fun, and then some are packed with a lot of science information. So I write with the homeschooling world in mind, and but with the Christian worldview. So it's to help families go deeper with their children in what they love, especially homeschooling world, what they love, teaching their children and shaping them. And I do podcasts as well.
Can you share with our listeners how they can learn more, your website?
So, yes, you can go to KaylaJarman.com. That's my website. You can sign up for my newsletter there. And you can see all my podcasts there. I'm also on a lot of, like, you can go to iTunes and things like that and hear my podcast. Sorry, I'm hitting the wire. And I got distracted. So whatever their favorite platform is, they can find me on my podcast. I talk about things related to the family, homeschooling, natural things, anything pertaining to women, creative things, and I will be interviewing people as well. So I love it. I love all that.
Okay, so you could go to KaylaJarman.com. Uh-huh. It's KaylaJarman.com. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
This is Raising Godly Girls with Patty Garibay of American Heritage Girls.
I recently read a quote by a female author that every father in America really needs to hear. She wrote, "As a young girl, as most girls do, I cherished every moment I could spend with my dad. My dad is the biggest influence I have had in my life." The author wasn't trying to minimize the vital importance of mothers. She was merely highlighting how fathers can powerfully impact their girls' character, values, and view of themselves. Dads can touch their daughters' lives in many ways. Spend time doing things they enjoy. Connect with them one-on-one. Compliment their inner and outer appearance. Develop shared interests. Encourage them frequently. Say, "I love you," often. And together, these seemingly small gestures will make a huge, lifelong impact on your girls.
To learn more about Raising Godly Girls, visit AmericanHeritageGirls.org.
Hi, I'm Dr. Rose Gamblin, and I come to to you each week through the programs of Education Currents and Homeschool Companion, and I'm so blessed to be part of MRG Media Radio Ministry, and I'm giving you the opportunity to be part of it too. We can't stay on the air without your financial support, so take a moment right now during our fundraiser to call you with a gift of any size. As a token of my appreciation for your gift, I have a gift for you, so be sure you call. And my gifts consist of some books that I've written that I've autographed for you. So be sure and call us, 301-824-3162. That's 301-824-3162. Or write to MRG Media at P.O. Box 413, Smithsburg, Maryland, 21783. That's P.O. Box 413, Smithsburg, Maryland, 21783. Welcome back. I'm here with Russ Jones. He is the executive producer of the app Abide. He also is a award-winning journalist, and he embraces the lost art of storytelling. I just have to give a little bit of your history here. He was formerly the producer of the Tony Perkins Washington Watch National Radio Program. He has been a contributor for American Family Radio and the Senior VP of News for U.S. Radio Network. He's traveled the world to such places as Haiti, Vietnam, India, Cuba, South Sudan, and Belarus. He now oversees Abide's content production that helps thousands of people around the world engage the Word of God, find restful sleep, and soak in prayer using new media technology. Russ has a BS in journalism from the University of Missouri and a Master's of Divinity from St. Paul's School of Theology. Thank you so much for spending this time with us. I wanted to talk a little bit about your childhood, because I'm sure looking back, you can see where God was leading you, teaching you. So just tell us a little bit about yourself.
Sure. Well, I grew up in Kansas City. My mom had me when she was very young, and she was 17 years old. And when I was three, she divorced, and I did not know who my biological father was. I actually didn't meet my biological father until I was 30 years old.
Wow.
So I was raised in that kind of single mom environment for quite some time, and then my mom remarried and never would allow me to know who my biological father was. So I lived with that void for a long time. Well, after 22-some years, my mom was an alcoholic. She divorced, and I was really trying to be a good son and loyal and not push the issue of who was my biological father. But when she divorced, it was kind of like no holds barred, right?
Yes.
That's off, and I'm going to go look. Well, this is before Google. This is before the internet. This is when you called 411. Young folks, if you're listening, you used to have to call 411 for information. It cost you 50 cents for every phone number that you wanted to call. I had an obituary column from my father's father's funeral. And, you know, down at the bottom of the obituary lists all the survivors. And I started to call those people one by one, searching all over the country, trying to find my father. You know, my name's Russ Jones. Third grade, I was legally adopted. My mom had my name changed to Russ Patton. Well, I later found out because she did not want my biological father to be able to find me, so she made it as difficult as possible. Well, when I finally found my father after 30 years, calling all over the country, and one day I got a hold of his brother. And this is when I was in seminary in Kansas City. Guess where his brother lived? Three blocks.
Wow.
Three blocks from the seminary I'm attending. And I'm calling all over the country. And he said, "Is this Rusty Jr.?" Well, nobody calls me Rusty. It's like, please don't call me Rusty. You can call me a lot of things. Don't call me Rusty. He said, "Is this Rusty Jr.?" Well, I guess so. Because my dad's name was Russ Jones. I said, "I'm looking for my dad." He knew exactly where my dad was, in Marysville, Ohio, and he even had his phone number.
Wow.
Well, I hung on to that phone number for a long time. And I remember sitting on the bed of the parsonage of a church I was serving while I was in seminary. Because I did not know if I called that number. I didn't know how would he respond. Yeah. Would he even want to know who I am?
Yeah.
I didn't even know if he was alive. Was he in prison? I didn't know anything. So I called that number. And, you know, we connected on the phone. We cried and we bawled. And I made a trip to Marysville, Ohio for Thanksgiving just after my son Joshua had been born.
Wow.
And we reconnected and I reclaimed my birth name. And that's a big part of my background. I don't talk a lot about it, but
yeah.
That's a big part of my background. And my life verse is Joel 2:25, where God talks about restoring the years the locust has eaten.
Yes.
And God continues to do that. And even in this season of my life, being able to work in this space of this new media technology. I went to school when there was a time where cut and paste was a literal function.
Yes.
If you're listening, cut
yes.
and paste.
Yes.
You literally had a razor blade and you pasted it.
Yes.
Now it's two strokes on your keyboard.
Mm-hmm.
So it's been quite interesting to live through this season and to go through. Our generation has had to redefine ourselves so many times to just stay competitive
yes.
in this space.
Yes.
And to be now on the other side where I am on a ship that is doing amazing things for the Lord, using the technology of where people are at.
Well, Russ, I'm sure your story probably will be the biggest takeaway from the interview, because there is brokenness throughout the world.
Yes.
And our listeners are facing that. And sometimes when you're in a child, when they come from a broken home, as we call it, not that it should be called that, but they do feel like, you know, they're less of a person than someone else. And you're a testament to the fact that even though you've experienced some of those heartaches,
yes.
you have gone on and you're serving God in a mighty way. And I love the app. It's Abide. Abide with me, fast falls the eventide. And it's Jesus asking us to abide with him. He's asking us to take the clutter of the world and abide with him.
Yes.
And I know we're getting close to the end of the show, but is your biological father, is he also a follower of Jesus Christ?
You know, I wish I could answer that with all clarity. Only the Lord knows that. I know that he believes in God. Our walk is very different, though.
Yes.
You know, our walk is very different. And we talk about it from time to time. And people that are listening know that family is probably the most difficult
yes.
people. My relationship, you know, with my father is very important. I don't want to lose that, but I mm-hmm. also want to spend eternity with him.
Yes.
So there's this this tension.
Yes.
This tension.
And it's a great testimony to the fact that even though you didn't have an earthly father that exemplified
yes.
the attributes of your heavenly father,
yes.
that your heavenly father still must have, you know, had his arms around you mm-hmm. and was guiding you and protecting you and influencing your mind, and you were teachable.
Yes.
You were open to that Holy Spirit's nudging. I just feel praised. I feel blessed by having gotten to talk with you, and I
Thank
praise
you.
God for you.
Oh, amen. Thank now, you so much.
One last thing to say, and that is God bless.
You have been listening to Homeschool Companion, a production of MRG Media. Be sure to join us on Facebook. Just type in the name Homeschool Companion. For more on this or to contact us, go to mrgmediaministries.com. That's all one word, mrgmediaministries.com.